Acts, chapter 17. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews, and Paul, as his manner was, went in to them, and for three Sabbath days, Saturdays, reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and explaining that Christ had to have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach to you, is Christ. And some of them believed and joined with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and not a few of the chief women. But the Jews who did not believe, moved with envy, themselves certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and us all, the house, Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they did not find them, they drew Jason and Serda in brothers to the rulers of the city, crying, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here also, whom Jason has received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." And they bled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, let them go. And the brothers immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who, coming there, went unto the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women who were Greeks, and not a few of men. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached by Berea, they came there also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brothers sent Paul away to go as it were to the sea. But Silas and Timothy remained there. And those who went with Paul brought him to Athens, but receiving a commandment to Silas and Timothy for him to come with all speed, they departed. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city holy, given to idolatry. Therefore he disputed in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with those who met with him. Then certain philosophers the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Some others said, "He seems to be one dopeyichu, sets forth strange gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and Brug, him to Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching of which you speak is, because you bring certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean, because all the Athenians and strangers who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing." Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious, because as I passed by and saw your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore he whom you ignorantly worship, I declare to you God.
Ooh.
O, made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth does not live in temples made with hand. S, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life and breath and all the NGs S and ha S made of one blood all nations of men to live on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before ap ointed and the bounds of where they live, that they should seek the Lord if perhaps they might feel after him and find him, though he I S not far from every one of us, because in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, because we are also his offspring. Since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is lick e gold or silver or stone engraved with art and man's devices, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men every where to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteo usness by that man whom he has ordained, of whom he has given assurance to all men, in that he has raised him from the dead. A. N.D. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear you again concerning this. Matt. Ter. So. Pow. L. Departed from among them. However, certain men clung to him and believed. Among the them was Dionysius, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them.